The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. At least I remembered that. I'm like 0 for 2 this morning when I'm talking to Robert here about trying to remember people's names. And, of course, it's in the movie industry, so, I mean, it's not like it's at the front of my cortex. Anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 14th of May, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Sue, what's the weather look like today?
Today it looks like rain and a high of 63 with a low of 49 with decreasing clouds tonight. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 79. Tomorrow night, though, increasing clouds and a low of 53. 20% chance of showers for Saturday with a high of 75 and a low of 56. And more rain for Sunday and Monday with a high of 69 for Sunday and down to 66 for Monday. Tuesday, a chance of showers and partly sunny and 72 and mostly sunny for Wednesday. Warming back up with a high of 76. It is mostly cloudy in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 57, 56 in Anderson, 52 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 54 degrees in downtown Redding. A couple of collisions this morning. We've got a crash at 273 in Latona Road, also at 299 in Mountain View Road this morning that is tying up traffic with a live or dead animal on 299 this morning. This is near the Trinity River and the large turnout. However, quite a bit of delays on 299 between Redding and the coast this morning. Traveling north on Interstate 5, expect possible delays. Stop-and-go traffic in some areas, including near Dunsmuir, it's down to one lane. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, the weather report and traffic report is brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Now, everybody's going, it's Thursday. Where's Trish? Trish is on her way in. Trish got a little bit of a late start this morning. She was probably up late last night watching Bosch or Tiger King or something like
that. Have you even seen Tiger? I haven't seen
it
yet.
Nor will I.
I won't. I kind of think every time I see the commercials, my IQ drops 10 points.
Whoa. You know, it's kind of like watching that Honey and Boo Boo. Honey, what is it? That reality show about the little girl that was and her mom, and she was putting her out, you know, putting her on this, you know, the little girl glamour circuit. And it was horrible. It was horrible. I literally watched part of one. And I thought, how could this be on? How could this be on for so many seasons?
And then she grew up, and
I have no idea. I hope she grew up semi-normal.
No, and of course she didn't.
Of course she didn't. But we're here with Robert Burke.
Hello.
You know what? I bumped Robert yesterday, but you know what? Robert's, you know, good, and you know he understands. You know, sometimes you have to take, you know, you get guests at a certain time. So so lay it out on us what we have for viewing and all this.
So this week, Disney announced something pretty significant. They, in 2015, I believe, or 2016, bought the $75 million rights to a live recording of Hamilton, which was the big musical, and it still is a very huge, significant musical.
Sure.
And they came out about a few weeks ago, or not a few weeks, maybe a few months ago, and said that Hamilton was going to be coming to theaters on October 2021. So it was quite a ways away, but they were going to release it like a movie because a lot of people wanted to see Hamilton on the big screen, and it seemed like a smart way to go. Then, just a few days ago, they announced that Hamilton is going to be – that recording is actually going to be dropping on Disney Plus a year and 3 months earlier on July 3rd of this year.
Oh, wow.
Which was really shocking because it seemed like – putting Hamilton in theaters would have made them a lot more money than just dropping it on Disney Plus. So there's a lot of theories going around right now about why they suddenly pulled it off of its release schedule and are dropping it.
Why do you think they did that?
I think they're
hurting for money.
I think the problem is that they didn't have enough content with Disney Plus when it first dropped. You had The Mandalorian for multiple weeks, and that definitely helped increase viewership and increase subscriptions. But after The Mandalorian was over, not a whole lot of people kept their subscriptions. And then people were getting rid of Disney Plus because they didn't have enough new content that was coming out. They had a lot of the old content, and they started getting some 20th Century Fox movies, but it wasn't really enough. Because if you look at Netflix, they have, like, three shows every single week, and they have, like, two movies every single week. They have so much content coming out all the time because they're constantly putting out new things. And Disney Plus does not. They have a new movie maybe once a month, and the shows that they're putting out aren't necessarily super popular. So I think having a live recording of Hamilton on Disney Plus, and that's the only place you can watch it, is really smart for them.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is I've been reading where Disney has taken an incredible, incredible hit on their income because of the closing down of Disneyland and all this, and all the movies and everything. So I think part of this also is something of desperation to bring, we can get, how many millions of people can we get to come in, join up? But see, you can do it free for the first month, though, right?
Disney Plus?
Yeah.
I think it's free for the first week, and then you have to start paying. But Verizon.
So you do it for the first. So you do it for the first week. You watch Hamilton.
Right. That's the problem.
Yep, that's the problem. Hey, Trish Clark just joined us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A little late start this morning.
Well, I kind of got that idea when you called me, and I said, "Where are you?" And you said you were in.
You were in weed,
but you were driving fast.
Yeah, exactly. And I was very careful all the way in to not break the speed limit.
All right, Robert. Bosch ended. Ended. You know, I mean, the season ended. We're into the Lost Kingdom, also on Netflix, a sword and, you know, Viking type thing. So what are you watching?
So right now I'm watching a show that I would highly recommend to anybody out there. It's called BoJack Horseman. So this is an animated show that's targeted towards older audiences, similar to like South Park or The Simpsons or shows like that.
Ooh.
And it's a Netflix original. There are six seasons on Netflix, and it just very recently ended. I think it was earlier this year. And it's about this horse. So basically, they live in a world where animals and humans like coexist, and the animals look very much like human beings. Like, every single one of them has two legs and a body, but their head is just different. They look like animals. So it follows this horse is our main character, who's voiced by Will Arnett, and he is an old, washed-up actor who used to be on a sitcom back in the 80s, 90s area, which was called Horsin' Around. And now he is kind of washed up because that show ended, and he hasn't been getting a whole lot of jobs. And he's like an alcoholic and all those kind of things. And the show also has Allison Brie in it and Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad fame. And it's a really well done show. I know like the idea of adult animation doesn't really gel with a lot of people. But what I would say is different about this in comparison to something like South Park or Family Guy or something like that is that this show has a lot of heart at the same time. Like, even though it's a silly show, it's not like each episode is just silly and then you throw it away. They not only introduce some interesting character development in each show, and you get to know every single character, all eight or nine of the main characters really well, but they also pose some very existential questions and questions that really make you ponder and are kind of profound in a weird way.
Like what?
Like
you can't use the word existential without coming up with the question that tells you what that was existential.
Well, for example, the show kind of deals with like the way that we kind of view Hollywood stars and how they seem like larger than life when really they're living just as difficult as we are and they're going through just as many problems as we are, and it deals with a lot about when you're younger and having to grow up with parents that aren't super supportive and things like that.
Okay.
It's sprinkled throughout, but you find a bit of it in every single episode is what I'd say.
So you mean Hollywood people just like us?
show.
Then why when some actress you haven't heard from hasn't been in a movie in 5 years says something, all of a sudden it's front page news?
Right. I mean, there's always that thing. BoJack, the lead character, gets on the news a lot for random things come out of nowhere. But it's really about, like, his personal life and the things that he go through are really, like, troubling for him. And it relates a lot to his childhood and the way that he was brought up. And it's sprinkled throughout, like, very sporadically. And it's not like the whole show focuses on that. Each episode has its own little thing, and it goes off in some silly directions. But the shows always kind of come back around to bringing up something profound or something about the characters.
And this is called?
BoJack Horseman.
BoJack Horseman. Just because of you, Robert, I will watch at least an episode of it, maybe two, this week before you come back next week.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, Will, you're getting a Carl thumbs up, two thumbs up, or Carl one thumb down or two thumbs down, and gagging at the same time. Okay?
All right.
So I'll look, you know, we'll get through on that one.
I have a real hard time identifying with the animation of so many of the films. I don't identify with it, but I didn't ever like The Simpsons. I didn't like a lot of I don't like a lot of sitcom.
Right.
I very few. And I've tried desperately to get interested in some of the people say, oh, these are really good. Well, they're animated, and I sit there for a little while, and I'm like, okay, a cartoon lasts 15 minutes, and then I'm done with it. I can't watch it for days.
Well, you were raised on Bugs and...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, you went to the movie on Saturday.
You
watched with cartoons. You watched over the newsreel. You started with the newsreel, and you got the new world news, and then you got the cartoons, and then you got a couple of serials like Tom Mix or The Shadow or something like that, and then you went on to your movie. You didn't watch a whole thing of cartoons forever.
Right.
And the series, I have a couple of them, I can't even remember the names of them, that have been on the series, and everybody's talking about, what is it, Tiger King now?
No, I don't know.
I've
heard of it.
I haven't watched any of it. I just can't bring myself to do it.
We mentioned that a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Robert Burt, who also has a column in News Cafe.
Yes.
And is nationally famous. Are you nationally famous yet?
No.
Okay, he's pretty famous.
Sure.
How's that?
Sure.
Is that good? Yeah.
But, cool, and talks way over my head because I don't even know who he's talking about.
Well, I know when he uses words like esoteric, I have to call him on and say, give me an esoteric question here. Yeah. Robert, thanks so much for being with us, and he'll be back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the morning to tell us what's going on. Maybe by that point we've had a chance to go out, and I don't think movies are going to open for a while.
No, actually this week a movie, I forget the name of it, but the trailer dropped, and they claimed they were going to be the first movie to come out when the theaters reopen, and it's coming out on July 1st.
Okay, that's Russell Crowe, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I forget the name of the movie. Yeah, it looked like some action movie that looked a little throwaway.
Yeah, but anyway, but it's always good to be first.
Yeah.
Robert, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back with Brian Martin of We Back the Blue.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the morning. It all started this morning, okay? It all started this morning when Robert Burke asked me, well, who was that? And I just looked at him. I mean, I can see the guy in my face. I mean, in my eyes. I know, you know, his daughter is Angelina Jolie. And I cannot pull his name up now. And it's just, and then, you know, then he asked me something else before we went on air. And I'm like, I just looked at him, another name. And I'm just looking at him. And I'm like, oh, come on. I mean,
don't even do that to me because I'm so bad. You get past Cary Grant and Robert Redford, and I don't know the name.
He's an Academy Award winner. He's
John Voight.
John Voight. John Voight. There you go. Okay. I mean, this guy is a conservative actor in Hollywood. You don't get too many of those.
No.
Anyway, hey, welcome back. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. And for chest pain and heart surgery and other cardiac techniques over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Pick Shasta Regional Medical Center. Emergency room's great, too. Okay. Trish Clark is here. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning. I'm just happy to be here this morning.
I'm happy to be anywhere this morning.
Well, it's same here. And it's not raining right now. Looking forward to it in a little later in the day.
It's going to be it's 53 rainstorm right now, and it's going to be going up to 62 with rain. Yeah, it's going to start clearing up a little bit on Friday, but we're looking at thunderstorms, it says here on Saturday.
Oh, we don't want thunderstorms. No, 20% chance of rain. It's going to be nice down in Anderson because we're going to have a tri-tip sale behind the Frontier Senior Center. Drive-through for lunch.
When's that going to be?
Saturday.
Okay.
Rain or shine.
So you can, because you don't have to get out of your car.
That's exactly right. You drive through, we'll get wet, we'll give you a nice sandwich, and
I'm gonna have
a bag of chips.
And if it's you, bringing it out to me, I'm gonna leave the window up just a little bit longer. Just
can you show that to me, please? Let me see what's in the bag, please.
Okay,
I'll make sure to avoid your car.
I'll disguise myself. Hey, we have Brian Martin with us.
Good morning.
And you know, we know Brian on two levels. One is a business. Of course, as River Commons Senior Living.
Yep.
And I tell you what, to a lot of people, that may be looking a lot better. One of the things when I would be talking about your place is that need toilet paper? River Commons has toilet paper.
That's exactly right.
That's
we do.
Right. Worried about where, you know, about food and buying food and going out into stores and all those things? River Commons has food and a gourmet chef to fix it for you.
That's absolutely true.
The only thing you have to worry about is walking your dog.
Well, that's another truth. Well, you're on it today.
Well, you know, it's just face it, you know, America's aging. And one of the biggest industries, different industries get in there. We actually asked a college on the other day, and they were talking about the physical therapy, that they're starting a physical therapy assistant program out there. And you start out at, you know, $27. And then you can, you know, your pay averages all the way up to $60 an hour.
So slightly over minimum wage, right?
Slightly over minimum wage. But it also is because, and you can go anywhere practically in the United States and work.
Yes.
But the thing about it is that as we've, you know, our population is aging. And so you need things like
and we're staying active longer.
Yes,
A lot more.
Yes.
So good morning, but
good morning.
That's not what you came for. But you know, we'll talk about it. So you know, it's We Back to Blue, and it's a number of things going on. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So always having two hats on, and We Back to Blue. You know, Carl, since I was here last time, how the country has changed. You know, we had a number of events on our plate this year, helping raise money for our first responders and canine units. And, you know, under the new guidelines, we've had to really rethink what we're doing out there and, reassess our priorities this year. You know, as we talked before we went on air, businesses are struggling. You know, who supports us? You know, it's businesses. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. We don't want to put a burden on them, so we, like I said, we have reevaluated our, you know, fundraising, at least through the end of this year, to not, you know, ask anything of them. We just want to support them right now as they go through this difficult time. We do still, we've already paid for the Code 9 project, and it's on the books for November 3rd.
We should be able to get people, by that time, people should be able to come into a you may have to get a larger space.
Yes.
But you're still going to be able to help all the.
I hope so.
Help the families and the our first responders.
Yeah, that's the.
I'm really hopeful that we're not looking at settling for a new norm.
Well,
that we're going to have to go back to normal.
Some version
with caution and things that we should have been doing and a lot of us have been doing all along.
Yes.
Washing your hands, coughing into your sleeve. You know, if you're around somebody that's got a horrible cough or something, walk away.
Yep.
All kinds of things like that. But I hope, because we've been, you know, we've lived through polio, we've lived through smallpox, we've lived through H1, all kinds of different things. And we've adjusted as a society.
Yes.
And I don't want the American people to back up and lay down and become a bunch of sheep.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we need to come back to a normal. People are going to get sick over many things,
right.
and they do all the time. But we give in too easily sometimes, I think.
Well, I think especially North State, as you saw at the Cottonwood Rodeo, they are an independent bunch, and you know, they're ready to get back to real life. And so hopefully we can do that in a wise way.
In a wise
way. I got taken to task by one of our listeners because she said, we're just supporting the Wind River Casino opening up. So, yeah, because if everybody did what Wind River was doing, I mean, you go to Costco, you go to Windmark, you go to Safeway, you go to all these other places, and all these people are in there, and they don't do anything to see if they're safe. Well, at least at Wind River, when they open Friday, they've got those touchless thermometers. They just see if you've got a 100-degree temperature or more, you don't come in.
Right.
Everybody has to wear a mask in there. If you don't have a mask, they'll give you one. they've completely changed the layout in there, so you're not next to each other in the slot machine banks. They've separated them, so you've got distance between them. They're not serving alcohol. They've got, the restaurant's not open. They do a grab and go, it's behind the bar type thing there, or in its own separate area. They've got sanitation, everything you can imagine, plus the system that they spray everything, and once they close at 2 a.m., they spray everything, and it kills 99.9% of every involved germs in there. See, if every business did that, I think people would go, oh, okay, but they don't. So to single out a business that's going so far beyond what is expected, I say go for it. Open up.
Well, beyond that, we have immune systems, and if we sterilize ourselves from everything under the sun, then we become more – We're more likely to catch anything that's around. Yeah. Our body builds up an immunity system to things. That's why you let kids play in the dirt. And if you just keep them absolutely, totally clean all the time, and they're never exposed to anything, then if anybody gets a cold, they're going to get it or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have an immunity system. God did this right. We need to pay attention to it.
Well, okay. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break. We're here with Brian Martin from River Commons Senior Living, but also We Back the Blue, but you are also in Cool April Nights. You're also on the board there, and I just have to bring that up a little bit because you're the first board member we've had from Cool April Nights that I know of, just to kind of talk a little bit about that too, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's actually part of Scott. Scott Welch is the one that's on the board from We Back the Blue.
Oh, We Back the Blue. Okay, but I know you play a big, you're
yes,
playing a part
do.
In there.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, it's 7:31 in the morning, 53 degrees up there. Yes, it's cloudy now, but it is going to rain. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Judy's been helping people regain their insurance after they lost it after the fires. She's there to help. Less money out there. People's jobs been cut back. But what about your insurance needs? Talk to Judy at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and our guest Brian Martin.
If you only knew what the future holds after a hurricane comes a rainbow.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793 That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What would we be doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-456-7736 in the morning here on the 14th of May, Thursday. 53 degrees out there, going up to 62. We're going to have rain again today. Yeah, it's a good thing I've got those sprinklers you can turn on and off.
Absolutely.
My old set of sprinklers, if you turned them off, then you had to reset every one of them. And you know what? It was so tough. I just called the guy that put it in. I mean, I would just call him and say, need to turn the sprinklers on. He'd come over, spend an hour. He'd spend an hour trying to do it. And then we replaced him, so now it's on and off.
Yeah.
And then everything else kicks
right in. Did you know the day before yesterday, I got 4 inches of rain.
I saw that. Somebody else down there where you're at has a rain gauge and said that he had to pour it out of the rain gauge.
Yeah. I had 4 inches. That one little, you know, it was incredible. I never saw that much rain at one time.
Yeah, that was
4 inches.
4 inches.
We're here with Brian Martin.
Big bucket.
Big bucket. We're with Brian Martin. Sometimes I break myself up, and Brian doesn't know what the hell is he doing. You know. And so, anyway, Brian, of course, is the general manager out at River Commons Senior Living, and before we get back into blue, I want to talk about that a little bit,
please.
And the reason being is, people equate, especially in the news, it seems like, nursing homes.
Especially right now.
Right now. Because they're not really differentiating, as opposed to retirement communities of mature, adults.
Yes.
It's not a nursing home.
Mature, active adults. Seasoned. Don't want to take care of a house.
There's a big difference there.
Seasoned citizens, right?
Yeah.
No, there's a huge difference in the dynamics. You know, we don't have caregivers, so we don't have, like they'd have, multiple people in one apartment or room for them. We don't have caregivers going from room to room, which was one of the big problems with spreading that virus. And, you know, as I was mentioning to you, I saw this. I mean, anybody that paid attention to what was going on around the world could see this coming. And so, you know, weeks before the government decided it was time to lock down, we had everything in place, hand sanitizers, face mask supplies, toilet paper. I mean, you name it, we had it ready to go. And, you know, we've done very well through this. Our priority is to keep our seniors safe, but it also, they don't have to worry about where's the toilet paper, where's the food, how do I get fed. You know, we take care of all that and keep them safe at the same time.
Yeah, well, and it was interesting, as Brian said, anybody that looked at what was happening over in China and the way it was spreading and everybody, you know, ramping up like that, maybe we should go out and buy something. So I want you to know what we did here. Yep. We bought another bottle of hand sanitizer. That's right. Nothing's too good for our people.
There you go.
But we do also, thank God, we have an employee that's got three 3-year-olds.
and had Sarah, better supply.
And she had, she goes, I said, Sarah, I don't want to take your, because she'd bring in the Clorox wipes that we use on all of our, all of the studio and everything, all the, you know, the microphones. And she said, I said, Sarah, I mean, I don't, she says, Carl, I've got 3 3-year-olds. You don't think I've been stockpiling this for years? And, you know, anytime there's a sale anywhere, I go out and buy it, like, exactly, you know, $50 worth of it, because I never know how much I need.
Yes.
So I think we've got an inexhaustible supply here.
And that's one of the things you just simply cannot find. I went to twice. I just laugh because I get to Costco, and I see some in somebody's cart. And by the time I found out where it was at, it was gone.
It's gone again, yeah.
It was gone again. They put it on the shelf in the first 100 customers that came through, yeah, and that was it. Yeah. I never did get a new bottle, so I'm...
Okay. So you took care of all that.
Yes.
And now, but your people... And here's the other plus thing I can think of, is people are isolated. But they're not really isolated at River Commons unless they want to be.
That's correct. That correct? Now, we are following.
Because you've got a cohort there that it's the same group of people.
Yeah, and they talk. It's not the same dynamics as it was, just to keep them safe. But you know, we're doing outdoor exercises, and on the beautiful days, we have one of the prettiest properties in Redding. It's been there for 32 years, and mm-hmm. landscaping is gorgeous. And we have a fifth of a mile walking path that goes around it. We have community gardens out back, and so on those nice days, you'll see many people out walking, you know, just enjoying that outside.
And then they can go back to their homes.
Absolutely.
You know, and go back. You know,
and we feed them, and they don't have to worry about that.
Not only that, but I'm sure you check on them daily. Hey, what happened to
Absolutely.
Carl?
Absolutely.
And we haven't seen Carl for a day. You know, he didn't come down and bother anybody.
That's exactly right.
Knock, knock. Carl, you okay? I don't want to see anybody today.
our staff is excellent at keeping track of what's going on with everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is the thing, you know, and, you know, truthfully, I'm not there yet, but I know people that are younger than me that are there, and they're having, you know, this is fine. You know, they feel safe about leaving their stuff there. That's the other thing. Hey, I'm going to leave and go visit my kids for a couple weeks, and you know, and they're gone.
Yeah.
And then they come back. So, you know, that's one of the built-in pluses that you have there.
Don't have to worry about your utilities or mowing the lawn or any of that stuff.
Plumbing. All that happy homeowner stuff.
And plumbing.
And they, you know, they can leave the worry to us. We're the ones that have been keeping an eye on everything that you need to do to keep safe. And so they don't have to think about that.
What is the largest setup you have there?
It's a two-bedroom, two-bath unit. Mm-hmm. So it's... you know, square footage is about 950 square feet with a kitchenette, full-size refrigerator. They're actually very, very nice. And because you don't have to have, we do provide meals for them, chef-prepared meals, as you mentioned. They don't have to have a large kitchen. It's really a snack kitchen there. But it's an independent, as you mentioned. They can go visit the kids or, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, and come and go.
People have cars, the whole thing, the whole shooting match.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, a lot of people still drive. You know, way into their 90s, they'll keep driving now. A lot of them are very sharp still.
That's what my mom said. My mom, she was sharp to the day she died, but she also drove her car through the door of the hairdresser.
I've seen that a few times when I was working out on the street.
Mom.
But I've seen young people do that as well.
Yeah, that's
true. That's true. So it had nothing to do with that.
It was just drugs and alcohol.
She said that the lady had curled her hair too tight or something. Okay. Hey, Brian, I'm going to take an early break so we can get back into We Back to Blue.
Sure.
Because a lot of the fundraisers that you do and to help people, to help our law enforcement, of course, has been put on hold.
Absolutely.
And we don't know when they're going to be coming back. I hope that, you know, one of two things is going to happen from the Cottonwood Rodeo. What I think is going to happen, and I hope I'm right, is that we're not going to see a blip in the COVID-19. The other thing that could happen is we see a big blip in the COVID-19 infections. If that's the case, you know, we'll handle that. But if there's no blip, I think that being a petri dish here for the rest of the state ought to be worth something, which means, hey, you know what? Our infection rate didn't go up, so maybe we can start having in a few things. Yeah. Start thinking about things like football games for the kids, Little League baseball, you know, those kind of things.
Get some normal activity.
Get some normal activity back. Yeah. Okay, Trish Clark and Brian Martin are joining us today at 7:44 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, your friend Sharon Clark, the other part of the Clark twins.
Clark and Clark.
You know, she's been really busy because many of the caregivers are kind of like in their homes. And Sharon Clark has picked up that burden and has shouldered it magnificently. She's out there helping a lot of people. You know, sometimes it's just a day. Sometimes it's for, you know, every day for a week. Or it could be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now that elective surgeries have started again, people are getting hips and knees replaced. They're down for a week or so, and this is a time to give Sharon a call at 226-8350 about how one of her people can come in and assist with what's going on, grocery shopping or making sure you're okay, or, you know, maybe, you know, keeping the house clean, preparing meals, any of those things. That's all from Home Helpers. Again, 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. 7:45, and we'll be right back.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott. With Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. Today's the 14th of May, Thursday. 7:49 in the morning, 53 degrees, going up to 62, and it is raining right now, and it is coming down, as we used to say, like a cow going to the bathroom on a flat rock. I cleaned it up a little bit, but hey. Now, if you're looking for a place to go to because it is raining, why don't you just walk, why don't you drive on down, since you can still drive in your car. It hasn't been taken away from us.
They're not asking for papers yet.
Yeah, they're not asking for papers. And go to Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is open. They've got a case there, Brian, just in case you want to know. It's the I'm sorry case because being locked up with our loved ones there for this long. Yeah. It says I'm sorry, and they've got different tiers of I'm sorry. I'm in, I think, middle tier of I'm sorry. Not the big tier where it's the
big
it's,
box,
it's the whole enchilada. It's the whole enchilada. It's the tiara. It's earrings, it's necklaces, the whole thing. I haven't reached that point yet, though Linda did look at me yesterday, sconce. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, I'm not kidding. They do have a great selection. They are super people down there. They're open for business. It's time to get back out there and start supporting our local community. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. And Trish and I are here with Brian Martin from We Back. Come We're going to go into We Back the Blue.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So you've had to cancel.
Yes, we have.
But you're still having your event, though, in November.
We have it on the books for sure. And hopefully we will be able to do it because that's a very important one. That's training to help our first responders, command staff, and their families dealing with the issues of PTSD and suicide prevention. And this is a stressful time for everybody, but you got to think about these guys running around, our law enforcement, wrestling and fighting with people that could be positive, and they don't have time to get their self protected. And, we've lost a number of, first responders through this, for the COVID virus. So yeah, it's a tough time.
We've seen a sheriff's deputy in the state here. I think it was either that or a police officer. At least one I know passed away from that.
Quite a few in New York.
And this one, in the one down there, did not meet the, quote, criteria. She was like 40-something, and obviously she looked like she was in good health. Of course, you can't tell. But still, catching it like that.
Still
and you're
can.
Right. At one time, I think it was 10 to 15% of the or maybe more, maybe it was 20% of the New York police department was out.
Yeah.
With CV-19 because you can't put on a mask. You can try, but once the fight starts, that mask goes.
Well, that not only that, but and you can also get it through your eyes, and there's so many ways that you can be exposed to it.
Yeah.
And when you're that close to contact for a long time.
And, even just our, EMS people out there that are picking people
up. That's the other thing, too. And, you've been seeing more homeless, it appears. And maybe for a variety of reasons, but I know that the police are not moving them like they used to because of CV-19, mm-hmm. kind of wanting to keep them in one spot. So
they don't want them wandering around.
They don't
want
to keep pushing them all over the city.
Right.
So, if they're in one spot, then they're set up and they have their own little, their own groups there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the one good thing about the CV-19 is that the crime rate has dropped.
That's true.
I mean, if you got to find, because people are staying at home, so their houses can't be broken into.
Mm-hmm.
You're in law enforcement. And when the chief talked about it, and the DA especially, about this no bail, which is why our jail is only at like 68% capacity now.
It's a terrible, terrible law, and we're getting a lot of terrible laws out of Sacramento, to be honest.
And this one's going to go 90 days beyond the end of the emergency. And it's a proposition for next year to do away with bail totally.
It's on the November ballot, is it not?
Yeah, on the November ballot.
Well, we're a big social experiment here, and we're the losers.
Hopefully, we'll learn enough by November that we can point out how bad this no bail law is to the voters.
Well, you know, the thing is part of what Measure A, the whole thing about Measure A was building a jail to be able to hold people. And if you go to no bail, you don't have that problem. The only thing you have, then your problem is all these people are back on the streets.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, it's a dumping ground right at the moment, you know, from prisons to jail and from jail to the street.
And the
and
reason
then the
it
prisons
hasn't
aren't
been...
taking new ones,
yeah.
So they're while they're releasing. So we get all of them right here at the county seat.
And it hasn't been more dramatic because of the fact that there aren't enough people out on the streets in the businesses. Everybody's home, that the crime rate's kind of down. But when we start opening back up and you've got all these people on the street.
Well, other people are going back to work and so will they.
There you go. Well put.
You know, when you talk about travel docs, you know, somebody made a comment about that. But my daughter was given a plaque because she's a health professional, a nurse that travels from, you
good
know, from a nurse, you know, from hospital to hospital on her job, which makes me real happy. She had a plaque that she just put out. She puts on her dashboard. And I asked her, were you being pulled over? She said, no, but there were, you know, there were instances of police, you know, having to. I don't know exactly what it was. Maybe shuttle people off into different directions, you know, away from things, and she would be allowed through on that. But we were joking about travel papers. I hope.
There was a couple of suggestions that put people's back up. I mean, at one point, I believe Dr. Fauci said something about if you had antibodies, that maybe they'd issue you a document. That you could carry it.
How about just a star on it?
Well, and everybody's back immediately went up on that. Whoa, wait a minute. No.
I mean, we already have to carry documents to identify ourselves anyway.
Well, exactly.
So, okay. Brian, now tell us a little bit about the event that's happening in November, because this is open to all first responders and their families.
Yeah, fire, you name it, any first responder. Free to them. We raise the money. It's already paid. It is a five-day training for PTSD and suicide prevention, which is a huge problem. And I believe it's probably going to be worse going through this.
We don't even
time.
Know how bad it's going to be yet, even though that it has jumped dramatically.
One of the reasons we have to put this country back to work.
Yeah, it's a difficult time. And they're, you know, honestly going to be facing some very difficult financial challenges as these cities and counties and everybody has to deal with the budget cuts that are inevitable. I don't see how they don't come and who gets cut.
Yeah, how many more police are we going to lose? I mean, we don't want to. But without the taxes coming in, we have no idea what it's going to look like 3 months from now.
General funds are built almost exclusively off the sales tax in both the counties and the county and the cities.
Plus,
that's their discretionary money.
But, you know, and the county spent $3 million already. $3 million already on the CV-19, and they should be reimbursed by the state. But if you know.
Well,
they may just only pay him 50
cents. That's a whole other discussion.
But they may only, because of the lack of money, may only pay him 50 cents on a dollar then. So we're out at $1.5 million or even less. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have to make cuts.
Well,
most
if you
of the
look at the
goes,
history, yeah.
Yeah, most of the money goes into law enforcement.
Well, that's about 80% of the discretionary budget at the county level or better goes into public safety.
Which, so, you know, that should be their highest priority.
Absolutely.
Can, you know, businesses don't work if you don't have a place that is safe. And so it's important.
We're here with Brian Martin. And Brian, of course, started with his partner, We Back the Blue. And it's been a very, very successful organization helping our police and their families.
It's done very well.
It's done very, very well because of your work in this.
Well,
he was
you.
Also on the Cool April Nights board when they had a sudden death. At the leadership of Cool April Nights, and Brian and his partner stepped into there. I didn't think much of your cruise this year.
It was kind of quiet.
It was kind of quiet. You know, the first time that thing's been canceled.
So many huge fundraising.
The other part is Brian's the general manager out there at River Commons Senior Living, and which was almost like a safety. A safety place for a lot of people there.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many family members have called our corporate office to tell them how thankful they are to have their parent or, you know, family member there, because, you know, we have done a lot to keep them safe. We stay on top of everything.
And obviously no cases.
Yeah, zero cases. You know, when you think about that, when you're
how
doing...
How many residents do you have?
We generally have about 110 residents, 103 apartments. Right now we're down a little because we haven't been taking anybody in for a little while, but we're just starting to do that again.
You know, for some reason, I just thought you had more people down there because, you know, the place is big, which tells
pretty good
me
size,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
the parking lot. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Brian, and be safe out there.
Thank
and
you very
as
much.
We get, of course, as we get closer to that November event, we'll be talking about it more.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for all you guys do for our community and, Carl, for us. We really appreciate it. And I did see you sanitizing everything before I got in here.
That's right.
Nice.
You're lucky I didn't Lysol you when you walked in. Yeah, Robert's still upset because I Lysoled him, you know, on his way out. Okay, when we come back, I believe we have Dr. Piyush Dhanuk is going to join us because he headed up the that mobile MASH unit down there at the Civic. I can't wait to hear about that.
Great.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back after the news.
Nice to meet you. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Another week, another grim unemployment report. Close to 3 million more Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week.
This is frankly another sickening punch to the gut, and unfortunately, we need to be braced for more incoming body blows along these lines.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
We're well above 30 million total new claims for unemployment benefits. We know that the unemployment rate was elevated in the month of April, and there's no relief on that front either.
And the solution remains the same.
We need a vaccine. We need the vaccine deployed. We need to have effective treatment.
I'm Shelley Adler.
It's back to business in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's highest court ruled Governor Tony Evers and his administration overstepped its authority by extending virus restrictions for another month without consulting lawmakers. That essentially reopens the state immediately, allowing bars, restaurants, and other businesses to welcome in customers.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn says Evers blames Republicans for the court ruling, adding there's no question among anybody that people are going to get sick. We know of at least one Republican who plans to cross the aisle tomorrow when the House votes on a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package. New York GOP Congressman Peter King says he'll vote yes on the Democrat bill.
King, who is set to retire at the end of this term, said while there are provisions that give him pause, he feels it's critical that Congress provide funding for state and local governments that have been disproportionately hit by the deadly virus.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett. A federal appeals court reviving a lawsuit accusing President Trump of illegally profiting off the presidency through his luxury Washington hotel. Checking Wall Street now, the Dow down 75 points, the S&P is off 15, and the NASDAQ Composite Index 83 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Text GOLD to 49776. That's the word GOLD to 49776. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Text the word GOLD to 49776. It's time to stop being crazy. Text GOLD to 49776.
The UN says the COVID-19 pandemic is causing widespread psychological distress, compounded by a lack of investment in mental health services in many countries.
From frontline health professionals to laid-off workers to families struggling to homeschool and work under lockdown to elderly people suffering loneliness and anxiety, the COVID-19 pandemic is taking a severe toll on mental health. Today, the United Nations said governments should act immediately to minimize the consequences by making mental health an essential part of their response. This should include strategies to create nurturing environments for children confined to home action to prevent domestic violence and help to alleviate poverty caused by the economic effects of the pandemic.
That's BBC correspondent Imogene Folks reporting from Geneva. News and analysis, townhall.com. Ferrari Racing says it's developed a ventilator for hospitals dealing with the coronavirus pandemic.
The Formula One team says it created a device that is easy to use and assemble in conjunction with the Italian Institute of Technology. Ferrari says it was designed in only 5 weeks and can be produced using easily available materials at a lower cost than normal ventilators. The ventilator has been designed to meet the typical demands of medium intensive care, and the technical specifications are available as an open source project. John Scott reporting.
As you might expect, the global coronavirus pandemic's going to end up costing the insurance industry a bundle. More than $200 billion, that's the estimate from Lloyd's of London. Lloyd's estimates its own payouts are now on a par with those of the 9/11 attacks. Wall Street, the Dow, down 53 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. Today is the 14th of May, Thursday, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. There at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I'm here with Trish Clark, who is going to tell us how great the weather is, how we should put on our sunshine, or put on our sunshine clothes, right?
Yeah, well, we're going to have showers this morning, mostly cloudy later this afternoon, a high of 63 and a low of 49. And then Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Friday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 53. And on Saturday, a slight chance of showers, high 75 and a low of 55. On Sunday, showers all day long, a high of 69, a low of 51. And on Monday, showers again, 66 and a low of 53. In the first of the week, it's going to get really cool for a couple of days and then come back up. And it looks like we're just going to be moist for the rest of the week and for a while.
Moist.
but it comes and goes, and that's good. Yeah. And we certainly can use the rain, fill up those lakes and all those good things. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, and Sue, the weather, traffic report out there.
Well, it looks like the cows are running amok. It's like they all got together and said, hey, let's escape. Apparently, there's cows on Churn Creek Road and Knighton Road, also on 99. This is just west of Aden. And we have another cow or cows. It could be up to 15. And this is this morning in Redding. So, once again, looks like cows are just all over the road.
This is open range, a lot of this area.
Did you say it was on Knighton Road and what?
We've got Churn Creek Road and Knighton.
Isn't that where a local citizen keeps his cows out there grazing? Is that around the strawberry field?
Yes, it is.
It is. And mm-hmm. and who owns that?
Oh, I'm not sure who owns it. So
I know, okay. but now the Wind River owns that. The Ready Ranch owns that area out there, but it's not their cows.
No, but it's not wrong area.
Oh, wrong area.
Wrong area. I know where you're going. But wrong area.
If you've ever hit a cow and
is it down by the truck stop?
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Ted Lighty and I were driving across the Nevada desert, going to school. And we're going through there at like 10 o'clock at night. And in the middle of the Nevada desert, it's too late. I mean, you're rolling. Mm-hmm. And you see these things, you know, these signs that would flash by every so often, you know, it says open range. And then in the distance, we could see the red and blues. You know, so we slowed down, and as we got up closer, we saw a mid-sized car pulling one of those small trailers. The whole windshield on the left-hand side, the driver's side, was bent down, that part of the roof. And, I mean, just like somebody, you know, like a giant had just pushed it down. And we're driving by slow, and there's a car parked behind it, obviously, maybe, you know, was behind it. And about 20 yards up the road, the dead cow.
Wow.
Big cow. And it had been hit hard, but that car, that whole front of that car had been pretty much taken out.
Hitting one of those cows is a little bigger deal than hitting a deer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking, you know, 1,500 pounds, you know, hitting a steer in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And you've got a car that, you know, it just went over the hood and right through the driver's compartment there.
Mm.
So we slowed down that, you know, we slowed down for the rest of the drive because you, and we were driving a truck, so we'd have a better chance. But still, you hit something that big, and it's going to hurt. So just be aware. Dr. Danuka called us, and he's in a procedure right now with a patient, so he's running late. So we'll just continue to talk on about things that are happening in the world, which there are a lot of them. The Flynn thing. The General Flynn, they just released the names of the people that wanted to. I'm not sure exactly the word. I'll look it up again. But it's essentially, you're identifying the person.
Yes,
you're outing the person.
Yeah, they're having a conversation. They have the visa warrant to tap this Chinese Russian individual, and there's an American in the conversation, and they want to have his identity given out, and then they make requests to have that happen. And boy, the list of people who made those requests to have him identified is interesting, specifically when you check that they asked.
It's called unmasking. They want to unmask him.
Yeah.
And the list of people in it.
Well, specifically after they've just asked Mr. Biden what he knew about it, and he didn't know anything about it, and turns out, gosh, he was one of the people that requested the unmasking.
Well, and that was George Stephanopoulos, so you figure out how serious that is that George says, but you were in the meeting when they talked about it. Oh, okay.
Well, I misunderstood what you said, but yeah, that's all I knew about it. Well, true, because
his name was on the list
of unmasking, along with the President Obama's first person in line. What do I want to say? His head chief of staff was another one
that did the unmasking.
And
all these guys.
Well,
so the whole thing behind that is what that does is it puts his name out into the public, and so now. General Flynn, the Department of Justice says, you know what, after seeing all of these things that were done incorrectly, were done wrong, and some of them may have been illegal, we're dropping the case against Flynn. His judge, however, who does not like Flynn, and it's been obvious, as you're saying right at the beginning, thinks he deserved jail time, has invited in other people without standing in the court to say why it shouldn't be dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, when do you hear things like that?
Well, you hear them when you've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, there's a lot of information out there, and a lot of people have been saying this happened. They've been stonewalling it. Now they've come out with the releasing of all these documents and all the interviews that they did, all the information. You've got to be really not paying attention or not believing anything if you don't know that this was the previous administration who were trying to get rid of Flynn for a very good reason, because they knew that Flynn was a very bright military background person who was going to be able to uncover what they had been doing with all of this nonsense about the Russia probe and all that in a heartbeat. And they needed desperately to get rid of him, and that's why they targeted him. The documentation is there beyond a shadow of a doubt, and it came from the top down. The previous president knew about it. His staff knew about it. Biden knew about it. Everybody in the FBI, Comey bragged about sending somebody over there without the proper authority, without going through the proper procedures to trap him. And so now for this judge to try to still back out of it, it's done, it's over, and it's going to come out. I just hope somebody's head rolls in the process of it.
Well, I think it's going to be like everything else. It won't. You know, by the time they'll drag this thing out another 2 or 3 years, and, you know, hopefully something like that. I still don't understand why the two FBI officials who lied and, you know, sent the emails back and forth to each other during their illicit affair walked on this thing. They lied.
Well, they haven't walked
they lied.
Yet.
Well,
you know, the subpoenas are out there. The criminal investigations are out there. And I don't think – I don't believe for one minute that anybody as high up as, say, the previous president or any of those people. You start digging up and trying to nail all of the people that have been in powerful positions in this country over the last 60 years. You can't do that. You'd have to throw half the United States in jail. So having said that, you know, you really...
You hope something happens.
I mean, I do, and I believe that some of these people are going to be held accountable.
Let's hope so. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, I have a comment on the economy. You had an official on very recently, I won't name, but doesn't seem to understand how the economy works. Your official was talking about the government giving us money this and the government granting that. Maybe we need to remember the government produces nothing. They only take from the citizens via taxes and fees, and they borrow money, of course. So government produces nothing. And without the local economy going full speed, obviously they're related. So
yeah, it seems like absolutely.
That point was sorely missed yesterday. Can I mention a rally that's coming up this weekend? Is that okay?
Sure.
So we're doing a rally/protest this weekend, Saturday at noon, Hilltop and Dana, because there is still one county official, I won't name them, that is keeping their boot on the necks of our local economy, and that's what the rally/protest is going to be for. It's going to be for public awareness and political public pressure to this county official to let us start opening up and enjoying life, especially all the events that happen during the summer, which is just, you know, they're so awesome and they bring money into the county, all counties really. So thank you very much, folks. I appreciate it.
You bet, Richard.
Appreciate it. And you make a really good point, and I really want to go on because I am adamant, and I'm encouraging everybody to write letters to their congressman, to everybody. No more bailouts. No more money from the federal government. No round 3, 4, whatever. It's time to just let us go back to work. Halt this thing the same way they started it, and that is open back up. With precautions, take care, but let the American public get back to work. They should not be sending out any more money and bailing out anybody else.
Okay. I understand that. But here's the other side. Without that PPP, that Paycheck Protection Plan, I'd have shut down most of
them. Absolutely. What they've done so far is perfect.
Oh, you're saying it's time to get it going.
That was good. We've done that. We've done two rounds. We did all those great things.
People are getting their small business loans paid off, all that.
That's exactly right. Okay. I'm not complaining about that. Absolutely, that was needed. But Miss Nancy's got a $3 trillion packet that she wants to make everything in this country that's ever been bad well with taxpayer money, and maybe just give everybody a couple $1,000 so we won't ever have to go back to work. Maybe we can do that on an ongoing basis. I mean, that is such a wish list. And I mean, I want everybody to call and write and say no.
They can come up with anything they want. Every Republican can vote against, and some of the Democrats. It's still going to pass, but once it gets into the Senate, things change.
And yesterday, at a business roundtable, the governor or the president was meeting with the governor of I believe, North Dakota and Colorado, and they were having a roundtable discussion. And one of the reporters asked about that package, and I believe his comment was DOA.
Well, I think that's probably right. Okay. But speaking of that PPP,
we're taking a break.
Yeah, we're taking a break. But speaking of the PPP, Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, board of directors is local. They stood up. They were, you know, Horatio at the bridge, you know, helping people, keeping the dogs of shutting down at bay.
Yeah.
And the work they did with the PPP, among other things. But they got people help when they needed it, and so they could keep their businesses open, the quote essential businesses, whatever that is. And they got out there. They got in front of this. They actually had done a run-through of what happens if a pandemic hits in 2018. And they set up all their communications, everybody that needed to do that, if 70% of the people working at home, and it worked. They just pulled that plan off, shook it a little bit, and went right to work, and they helped a lot of people. We had Jeff Fink in here, and he explained how they were ready for it. And they were even helping people that were not members of the bank customers because they believe in the community. And that's Cornerstone Community Bank. They want you to come down and keep moving your dreams forward, and they're there to help you do that. Two branches in town, 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's, and then in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And if you're listening to this in Red Bluff, they're at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, we'll be right back.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit Reading. Endoscopy.com.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 8:23 in the morning, the 14th of May, 2020. 53 degrees out there. It may be 54, but it's still going to be raining. We just got hit with a bunch of rain. It looks like it's...
It is raining.
It's not raining right now. Maybe sprinkling. Oh, it is? Okay, it's still raining out there, so be prepared for that today. And the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment. Bastiani Arms, been in the business 10 years here. He can meet or beat big box store prices. They have all the accessories, all the ammo, everything you can imagine, plus great gunsmithing, classes on gun safety and CCW. Bastiani Arms, the only place I buy guns is at Bastiani Arms. From John Bastiani or one of his people. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And you can give them a call. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Their phone number is 222-8222. Somebody said that their dead mother received a check. He says, and they want it back. Well, you know,
yeah,
to your mother.
Exactly.
You know. But they said there are probably a lot of checks going to people that have passed away. And you think that how many people pass away every day and how many of them were on Social Security. It's going to take a while to clean that up. You would think, though, and we're talking about cleaning up, you know, rolls. I think they need to clean up also the voter rolls where they when they've started doing it, they found, you know, larger cities found over 1 million people, you know, that especially college towns or universities. You know, people died, people have moved away, but college students, when they finish, they just, you know, they leave and go to someplace else, but their names are still on the rolls. So I think every 4 years we ought to purge the rolls anyway. And, you know, so that, you know, that we know how many people are, you know.
Well, I know at one time that if you didn't vote for a certain period of time, you had to re-register. So if you didn't vote in the last election, you'd get a notice if you didn't, you know. I don't know whether they don't do that anymore. I haven't gotten a notice in a long time. But then I vote every election, mm-hmm. every opportunity. But the other thing is, I want people to understand, speaking of voting, is this vote by mail thing that the Democrats are trying to push. They want everybody to be able to vote by mail. And it's not to be confused with the way we vote by mail now.
Right.
Where you go in and you register and then you can choose to get a ballot mailed to you so you can vote by mail rather than go in there.
Right.
What they're talking about is anybody can just send in a vote. That's the vote by mail they're talking about.
I thought they were sending ballots to register voters.
No. Check the vote by mail that Nancy Pelosi's pushing.
She's pushing. Right.
Is that anybody can just vote.
Well, Newsom is saying it's only going to be vote by mail. This year, I think I heard him make an announcement. But, you know, on something like that, again, we get back.
If you're not registered,
if you're not registered, you cannot vote. So, are they going to say, okay, you can send in your ballots, but we're going to check your name against the vote?
That's not what they're talking about.
Well, we need to
be sure that it is.
Make sure that that's in there because, if you go and get a new driver's license, somewhere along in this whole process says, do you want to vote by mail? And when Linda was going through this, I mean, you know, bringing in all these different types of ID, everything. Somehow she shifted from voting at the booth to voting by mail. And when she went down to vote, they said, I'm sorry, says you voted by mail. She says, I didn't vote by mail. And so they switched it over. They gave her a provisional ballot, and so her vote counted. Mm-hmm. So you might want to check on that. And
the thing is that
they're trying to force a one state solution in different areas. I've never had to wait in line to vote in Reading, ever. And so if you're down in LA, but if you're up in counties that like ours, where there is social distancing, when you've only got 5,000 people in the whole county, you don't need to do that.
Hey, but Carl, I'm just going to just give you the other side. That is not what that's about. That is not about crowded lines. Being able to use fraud. That's exactly why they want to vote by mail, because that way they can have all kinds of people who are not registered. This whole thing about getting, when you get your driver's license, you can register to vote. Excuse me? All illegals have driver's license.
But I think they have a different driver's license.
They have a different driver's license, but they found out that there were a whole bunch of them registered to vote in the last election because of registering when they got their driver's license.
Because they don't check it.
That's what it's all about. Why do you think they want to keep hauling all the illegals in here?
Well,
they vote Democrat.
Well, we can say that, but for the first time in over 23 years, a California Republican flipped a Democratic seat. Of course, it was in Orange County, and she had just won it from a Republican. It was the seat that was vacated by the woman who resigned because she got caught in the sex scandal and everything else. But the Republican that was running, a former Navy fighter pilot, won easily.
Yes.
And he won not only in that his part of Orange County, but also in L.A. County down there. So he was, you know, and he won easily. It wasn't like 51 to 49. It was he won by 17%, it looks like. And the other Republican that was voted in on a special election. But he came from a red seat and they held it. And they're starting to look at that, you know,
Gotta hope it's a bellwether. I hope that's what they're
saying.
Well,
you know what? You can't tell them
people
two
are paying
elections,
attention.
But that was interesting. And then you have, Duncan Hunter, former Marine officer, who's being sentenced to jail. I hope he's being sentenced to jail, because he, cheated on the, he used his funds from his campaign funds to pay off a lot of things and take vacations. And you know what I do? I hold Duncan's standard to a higher standard because he was a Marine officer.
Plus, he
has our trust, and you expect him to do the right thing. You expect to lead, and when they do something wrong, they got to be called on it.
Yeah.
In this case, it was illegal what he did. It wasn't just bad judgment, as we see all the time, but it was illegal, and he got caught, and his wife flipped on him while he was trying to flip on his wife. She beat him to the DA.
Interestingly enough, I just find it interesting that it's a Republican that they nailed, and this happens with so many Democrats, and it was the Republican Party kind of went after him and insisted, which doesn't happen when it's a Democrat who does something wrong. They all walk away.
Well, so it doesn't mean that we don't.
I'm
glad they did that. So, you know what? If you don't, do the right thing. And the right thing here was, okay, you did it. I did it. You know, I have this hubris, which makes me above everybody else. And that's what it is when you get elected officials. Oh, you know what?
They should
it's
all
like
be held
people
accountable.
That embezzle money. Oh, yeah. You know what? They owe me, from people who've been, they've been in a company for a long time, a mom and pop company, and they embezzle hundreds of thousands of dollars. We've seen it around here.
Yeah.
Because they owe that to me. You know, and I'm a congressman. It's owed to me to be able to do this because I do so much for for my constituents. No, you play by the same rules. And we got to take a break, and because there's a bunch of great things coming on here. But to answer your question, yes, Doug Lamoff is supposed to be on 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I have not heard back from his communications director, but I'm going to make and I can't call him because nobody answers the phone. Mm. So I leave messages and I send emails. So I should be probably when I check my email this morning, it should be on. But, yeah, Congressman Lamoff is a lot of questions for the congressman about all the things that are going on this thing. Okay, quick break. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's cool right now, but trust me, in 2 weeks, it's going to be up in the high 90s. Make sure that your air conditioner is working. This is probably a good time to do that. Have the thermostats checked. Our thermostat had a tendency to, for no reason, it would go from 76 to 86 for no reason. When it gets hot. So they came out and they fixed that. Alliance Heating and Air, any type of HVAC system, they can do it. Learn more on their website, homecomfort.org, or give them a call at 221-2642. We'll be right back. Chris Clark, Carl Butt, 8:32 in the morning here, 53 degrees and rain.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, man,
do the rock and roll. I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill.
featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Dr. Danuka is on his way in. She'll be here any minute. You know, when we talk about Dr. Danuka, you know, and somebody used the term telemedicine. Dr. Danuka does colonoscopies. Uh-huh. I can't imagine how long that hose would be.
Yeah, I can do that.
And, I mean, you know, for afterwards and consults and all those kind of things, yes. You know, obviously telemedicine is going to take a big jump forward. But when you get into hands-on procedures.
There's still a lot of things you got to do.
Before
Dr. Danuka gets here, I do want to just use a moment to remind people a couple of things. One of which is that the ETC thrift store.
Yes.
Down in Anderson that all the proceeds fund the Frontier Senior Center is open. Now, that's important because it's the only thrift store left in Anderson. And people have got donations. Everybody's been busy cleaning closets.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
And I just want everybody to know that we are taking donations during business hours. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Nice donations, welcome. And we're doing social distancing. We're following all the guidelines. Asking you know to wear masks and what have you, but we are open.
Great. Okay.
That's good to know.
And plus, you're having tri-tip.
And the tri-tip sale. Tri-tip sandwiches, drive-through, rain or shine. You'll get a half a pound tri-tip sandwich, chips, and a drink for $10. Famous Anderson Rotary tri-tip sandwiches.
Now,
you just drive through the back of the Frontier Senior Center and pick it up.
At what time?
Between 12 and 4 on Saturday.
I will be down there, drive down. get a couple of those, one for me, one for Linda, so we can help support this.
All right.
It's the MSM, mainstream media, is starting to lose it over everything that's going on now because things that they've been saying for years, people are finding out it's not true. But let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. Well, Carl, you know, illegals can don't have to get a driver's license. They can get an ID card from DMV. And what difference does it make if these are different than the citizens' licenses and ID cards? Because you don't show that to vote anyway.
No, that's true. That is true. But you also have to use some kind of ID to register to vote. And that's,
no, they're registering when they get their card at DMV.
Right, but you're proving who you are and that you're a citizen there. You know, like when you registered, when I registered to vote, I had to show ID.
It's a long since I registered. I won't argue that.
Okay, what? I'm sorry.
They're issuing driver's licenses to illegals.
Yes,
they
don't
have citizenship. They don't have to prove citizenship.
That's right, but I also believe that that license is marked in such a way that, and not with the red stripe or anything like that, but it's marked in such a way that says it says you're not a citizen of California.
They're allowing them to vote.
Well, you know what? Roberta, that's a great question. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have one of my producers research this. And tomorrow we're going to come out and we're going to say, okay, what prevents illegal aliens when they come down and they get a driver's license, which California is issuing to people here illegally, what keeps them from being able to register to vote at the same time? That's a good question. And maybe I'm wrong. You know what? God knows I am wrong a lot. As our guest sitting across from me is going to tell me at any time.
Well,
so
the reality is, in the last election, they proved that they had many, many illegals who voted in the election.
I'm not going to argue
that. We're registered to vote.
I'm not arguing
that.
That's
why they decided to come out with the new driver's licenses, that you as a citizen now have to get a new driver's license to prove you're a citizen because your old driver's license
didn't. And if that's the case, then that should end that part, but we know that's not going to work. Thank you, Roberta. Dr. Paishtunuka.
Good morning.
Nice
to both of you.
You know, people, you know, one of the questions was, why doesn't he just use telemedicine and he can talk to us? And I said, I don't know if you have a hose that long, but
I heard that. How about a drive-through endoscopy?
Well, I do have a pickup truck.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you should. You know what? Is that why you don't do door-to-door service?
Home service.
Home service. Okay. Just drive up.
House calls.
Okay.
Hey, my apologies.
We understand.
I was operating and one of the prominent doctors in town, so I am sorry about this delay.
Oh, please don't apologize, buddy. The reason I had you on was because, and I didn't know this, and I should have. You headed up that mobile unit down there at the Civic. Is that correct?
So when they opened that, they asked me to be the chief medical officer for the field hospital, or as it was later called, Federal Field Station or alternative care site. So that's right, and I was also the medical branch manager of Incident Command at Mercy Medical Center. However, today I'm here in my own personal capacity, and I wanted to clarify that I'm not speaking on behalf of either the Mercy Medical Center, where I was the medical branch manager, nor from ACS or Federal Field Hospital. I'm not speaking on behalf of them. I'm here in my individual capacity.
Right.
Okay. But did they ever use the Federal Field Hospital? Was it ever enacted and had patients?
So, no, we did not have the patients. We were fortunate enough that we did not require to have the patients there. But we can talk about this, and it was a really, really good thing for us to have in case things got really bad and we dodged a bullet. Hopefully we will not have a problem. But through it came an exercise which can be very, very useful for future in case COVID returns in our community in a big way or for any other disaster.
That's what I was thinking about, is that we've got the equipment now. But what my question on this, too, was what kind of patients would come into that facility?
So let me just dial it back a little bit.
Okay.
Let me tell you through the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, of course, I have been very busy in the last 2 months in COVID planning, very closely involved in the Federal Field Hospital as well as with the medical center. So what happened is when National Guards brought the equipment in the Civic Center and put up the facility there, and it was like, okay, now we have the field hospital open. So God bless their heart. They did it in few hours. However, when I received a call to head it, the reason was, it's one thing to have the beds or electric equipments and all that and a generator and everything, but it's a very different thing to run a hospital. This was supposed to be 125-bedded hospital, which is almost as much as our capacity in either hospitals are in town, or at least a daily census. And each hospital in town, just to give you the background, has almost 200, 300 staff of physicians and another 1,500 or so of nurses and respiratory therapists and physical therapists and pharmacists and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And a history of 50, 60 years of this structure, organization, protocols, policies. So when they called me and they asked me to visit there, and I was like, okay, great, we got the beds. What else do we have? Do we have the doctors? Do we have the nurses, the pharmacists, the structure, policies, protocols? So these things take, every hospital takes a few years or a decade to be built and being operational. Now we were going to do this in 1 week or even less time or even 3 days if needed be. So we had to pull everything together. So what we had to do was pull the community physicians together and get the nurses, and county and federal government were working on it. However, county is not equipped to handle this scale of hospital, number one. Mm-hmm. They don't have enough staff. They have only one medical physician, and they have, you know, one or two nurses at most, and they don't have the ancillary staff. Plus, they don't have the experience and the know-how how to run a hospital and how to interface that with the ancillary service in the community. And that takes huge amount of policy making and protocols to make it safe and efficient and hygienic and everything. So just in terms of the bathrooms, the infection control. So that was a tremendous work to be put in place. So that's why they looked up to us. And I'm very happy to say that we had a group of 15 physicians, of which 7 were the core group, who came in together, made the policies and the protocols and what kind of patients we can take care of, and the nursing team and all that. So that we have translated into a blueprint which can be used.
There you go.
If
earthquakes, fires, whatever.
Right, or if we have any infectious illness, or if we have any second surge of COVID patients.
Sure.
In fall. So I'm very happy and proud to say that we have that.
So we're all set up then. Now we've got the protocols, we've got the blueprint in place, mm-hmm. we've got people identified, we have positions identified, mm-hmm. how we're going to make it sterilize areas and sanitary and all this.
Mm-hmm.
All that is now sitting in a plan, a brand new plan.
Right.
That's aimed at infectious diseases.
Right. Yeah, because FEMA didn't have any experience with it. They had their blueprints for like a manual, a military manual or something.
Sure, sure.
But not focus on infectious diseases.
Right, and you can take a look at that manual, and it tells you how to do everything, but it doesn't tell you how to get the people or how it's going to work. I mean, and it tells you how it should work, but a lot of things in the manual are, either outdated or they don't cover everything. So you've got to build it.
And also keep in mind, they did not provide us with the staffing.
Right.
So that we were supposed to pull from our community, where both the hospitals are already anxious, because if they get hit by the extra surge of patients, they could not spare their physicians, their nurses, their pharmacists.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an uphill battle.
So you had
and we already have a shortage of doctors and nurses in the North State anyway.
Right, right. Right. So,
okay, we've got to take a quick break. We're here with Dr. Paige Danuka, who is the physician in charge of our mobile hospital here that was at the Civic and just shut down a couple weeks ago, thank God, because we didn't need him. So, and we're going to talk more about that, about the types of patients they could take, and the treatment levels that would be available at one of these units. 8:48 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Our casino relocation project will be a much-needed boost to the local economy. In addition to creating thousands of high-paying construction jobs, with more than $90 million in wages, the project will provide nearly 1,000 jobs. These jobs pay a livable wage and have excellent fringe benefits. These wages will be spent and taxed in our community. I think we all can agree that our community needs more jobs. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coach Master Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coach Master is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:52 in the morning here, and 56 degrees, going to be raining today. Sue, I'm giving you a heads up that we may go over into the news because there's some things we're talking about with Dr. Piers Tanuka here, Trish Clark and myself. But the one thing I want to hit before we get into some other things here is the level of care that was that you could have done there at that mobile hospital.
So we were supposed to be taking care of low acuity medical surgical patients, which meant no critical care,
mm-hmm.
no ventilators,
okay.
no surgeries, no major procedures, no heart attack patients. So that was something which we could not do there.
Broken legs?
Yeah, I mean, those things, not no surgery, but post-surgical. Yeah.
Okay. So, and if it wasn't set up to be an emergency room?
No, it was okay. not set up to
so
be
what they would do is transfer patients from the hospitals to you.
So the idea was if the hospitals get hit by a surge and get overwhelmed by the number of patients, then they can treat the critical patients and we could accept the non-critical patients or who have recovered but still need few more days of antibiotics or hospitalizations. Okay. So that was the whole idea.
So you had to have separation of those spots and all that.
Right, right. I mean, and idea was to take the patients who did not have the COVID virus because we did not have any means to control them. Mm-hmm. The infection control. So okay. That was so.
And this is built for the planning for the worst, hoping for the best,
hoping for the best, but planning for the worst.
Did we dodge a bullet here?
So
now we're going to get into the good stuff.
Okay, I have some my personal opinions again.
Well, you're also a physician,
I probably would need to come back, and I wish I came back earlier today.
We'll set you up again. We'll set you up again. Come in.
We'll probably need to spend some more time into going into the nuance of it. Unfortunately, we get these extreme positions that some people will say, oh, it's a complete hoax. Or some people will say that, oh, it's a completely end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really frankly tired of both of those situations. We are sane people. We are scientific people who believe in reason and can find what is accurate, what is precise. So I'm a doctor. My job is to precisely diagnose the problem and work on it with a precise medication, not over-treat, not under-treat, but be precise.
Mm-hmm.
And often, especially nowadays in our politics in this country, we lose that precision.
Mm-hmm.
It's either completely this way or that way. We lose to see the second side, opposite side of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say just briefly, I will mention a couple of things. What the whole thing has been a disaster. This has been a really mismanaged all over the world, in fact, mm-hmm. not just in our country. As physicians and healthcare workers and public health specialists, we have dealt with infectious illnesses for a long time in a very sane manner. I'll give you an example. In 1854, London had an epidemic of cholera. People did not know how cholera started at that time. And thousands and thousands of people were dying. So one physician mapped out the infectious illness to a single hand pump in the center of town and took out the hand pump, and infection was gone. So we have this study called epidemiology. When we trace the infection, test that, trace the contacts, and prevent the infection by isolating and quarantining people, even if we don't have the treatment or vaccination. That's an age-old science. There's no rocket science. It's not a new wheel we are inventing here. We did not do this here. What we did was, all over the world, not just here, that we had this approach of a shotgun approach. Rather than isolating and quarantining the people who are infected or exposed, we quarantined the whole population. So effectively, our politicians tried to control the virus. I'm sorry. They tried to destroy the virus by controlling the economy and the society. And the end up result we ended up was that we have destroyed the economy and failed to control the virus. This is not a control by total shutdown. How long can you stay shut down? And how much side effect it will have? There's no 100% safety in this world in anything we do. And the other principle I want you to remember is there's a 20-80 rule. Most of our benefit from whatever we do comes from 20% of our efforts. So by contact isolation, precautions, you know, clean hygiene, 80% of our benefit probably comes from that. After that, incremental benefit from a total shutdown of the society or economy is very minimal. But the unintended consequence of that is destruction of the economy, people going crazy in their house, conflicts increasing, food chain supply being destroyed, and a long-lasting effect of fear. So we have acted on fear rather than sane principles of precise medicine, precise public health, and a precise control of virus. So in brief, that's what I would like to say. What we needed was a good testing strategy and map out infection. For example, we could test, you know, let's say a sample of households in Shasta County and say where is infection, who's infected, who's exposed, and then control that rather than shutting down the economy. So that's my personal opinion.
So where should we go from here in a nutshell?
I would say right now, we need to go back to, if it's not simple, if it's complicated, then go back to the drawing board rather than saying what businesses can open, what cannot open, what this cannot. You know, you can debate these things till the cows come home. Most benefits will come from simple precautions, hygiene. Avoid overcrowding. Don't have large gatherings together. However, what you need to do is increase the testing, allow the businesses to open gradually, but with a lot of precautions. But in fact, I don't even want to use the word allow. I mean, who is the government to keep the business shut down and then say, well, you can't earn the money, but you still have to pay the taxes and all those things, right? And what it has led to is it has led to an erosion of trust between the government and the population even further.
Okay, well, let me. You're saying then is, you know, we need to test in, we need to hygiene, and now business is going to open up gradually. But that,
and precautions. You know,
but
you know,
isn't that what's happening right now?
Yeah, that should happen, but
it should have happened.
It should have never been closed fully.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should have never been. You know, the public transportation, buses, subways, and the large gathering where people are. It's a disease of density.
Mm-hmm.
And also, one-size-fits-all approach is wrong. What's good for us is not good for New York, and what's good for New York is not good for us.
And I think we're all agreeing that.
The news from town hall.
And we're seeing that. We're going over a little bit here, but we want to finish up this thought. And, yes, I will bring Dr. DeNuca back. I'll get him on a day where he can come in here. And